the president tries for a greener second term.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Delta Airlines, equipping more routes with in-flight Wi-Fi. You can buy a Wi-Fi pass at Delta.com. Delta, keep climbing.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama is scheduled to visit the Argonne National Laboratory outside Chicago today to give a speech on energy policy. It'll be another attempt to get traction on a move away from fossil fuels, traction the president did not get in his first term. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
First, you need to know where we are now. Michael Weber is a University of Texas professor. To him and other energy watchers, things look good.
We're producing more energy and consuming less, which means imports are going down.
A major administration goal is more green energy, which supporters say can help the environment and create jobs. Georgetown professor Joanna Lewis.
The United States is falling behind other countries like China in terms of the scale to which it's deploying renewable energy in the last few years.
The Obama administration wants to fund more research to change that. Amy Myers Jaffe at University of California, Davis is all for that, but isn't a fan of more loan guarantees to private companies.
Money is better spent in the area of R&D and fundamental science and not so profitable in supporting existing businesses.
As you'll remember, one high-profile mishap in the first term was backing for Solyndra, a solar company that went bankrupt. In Washington, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.